Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will see his next vote for Speaker of the House 11 a.m. today after he failed to get a majority.
Jordan failed Tuesday to get the necessary 217 votes during the first ballot of the vote on the House floor, earning just 200 votes. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries received 212 votes from Democrats. I'm Dave Collins.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Adams says the city is averaging 4,000 new migrants a week and says it's a constant battle to find new shelter space for them. Adams once again calling for federal help with the migrant crisis. The president is on his way to make a wartime visit to Israel right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian militants. A teenaged girl is dead after suffering a medical episode where she fell onto the subway tracks in Queens. New York City Transit President Richard Davey said the girl was on her way to school. The operator of that train pulled the emergency brakes but was unable to stop. The MTA is installing platform screens to prevent falls as part of a pilot program at three stations later this year. Roughly one-third of parents in the U.S. face challenges in acquiring diapers, as noted by the Institute for Research on Poverty. The reasons include some different factors, including inflation, heightened demand, and a decrease in the availability. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Legendary basketball announcer Dick Vitale, after months of silence following surgery and radiation treatments for vocal cord cancer, is speaking once more. The veteran ESPN analyst shared a video on the social media platform X last night.
I'm emotional. I'm excited. I didn't speak. Now, you gotta understand, for 7 months, you're the first people hearing my voice in a long, long time.
According to Vitale's doctor, this progress has been exceptional, and the current approach is to exercise patience and allow him to recover naturally. Vitale expressed his aspiration to be back in the commentator's booth for the Miami-Kentucky basketball game in Lexington on November 28th. Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. Actor Alec Baldwin might face additional charges in connection with the fatal shooting on the set of his film Rust. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Let me give you an update on what is happening with things that are Israel right now, with what is going on, the third day of war that was declared by Benjamin Netanyahu against Hamas in the Gaza. And you have something like almost 400 reservists that have been called up and that are getting ready to, come across the lines and go into the Gaza. And now we're talking urban warfare, which is probably the most dangerous aspect of any kind of war, because you're talking hand-to-hand combat. Israelis are trying to move in very quickly to save hostages. Hamas has already threatened to kill a hostage each time a bomb is sent into the Gaza without notice. So they're threatening that. Devastation has just been just horrific. There's just not enough words to describe what's going on. In fact, when you see the pictures, you know that there are not enough words to see the brutality. Families with children's heads, cut off. Families, cut up and murdered in their homes. It's just horrific. And I would say on one hand, it's positive that most of the international community has sided with Israel. This was unprovoked, and this was something that Hamas has done. Now, the question is, did Hamas, were they emboldened by the $6 billion that Joe Biden had released to Iran? Because it's clear that Iran is joined with Hamas, just like they are to Hezbollah up to the north. Hezbollah has already fired some rockets, and there is that potential of having a two-front war, possibly, at the least, going on from the north and the south. And Israel, of course, being who Israel is, they've been tested time and again, whether we're going back to recall what happened with the Six-Day War when they were surrounded and there was no way that they should have won, but they did, because there is something supernatural, and I say quite spiritual, about Israel. And even this attack, from Hamas, and this is something that, I reminded our radio audience today, I had sent a text to Jonathan Kahn, if you remember, from the Josiah Manifesto. And I said, "Jonathan, it's, 50 years since the Yom Kippur War. 50 is the Jubilee year. It's that significant, mysterious number that keeps coming up time and again. I think it's less and less mysterious and becomes more and more obvious that God's hand is upon this situation. Because 50 years to the day from the Yom Kippur War, you have Hamas coming in to Israel, invading Israel, and just creating such human carnage that's so unconscionable. I mean, you had, 250 young people that were out, in the southern part of Israel on the other side of the, demarcation of the Gaza, and, the rebels, the terrorists went into this area where you had, thousands of festival goers that were there, having fun, enjoying, and keeping in mind that this day that they came in and did this, this was the day, the joy of the Torah is what they called it. This was the culmination of the celebration of the Torah. And, here it is. Hamas comes in, kills over 250, take many captives, and some of the pictures of the captives, you see how they violated a young girl, for example. I mean, it broke my heart to think how is she going to live with this? You know, what kind of scars are they going to leave behind? And of course, we've heard stories of other, even Muslim women who have been on the show and talked about what happens, within their culture, how women are beaten and disrespected and dishonored. It's unbelievable. And, you know, they've been violated. They've been raped, even by their own Muslim community. Can you imagine? And you just want to reach out and, you know, offer a hug or some sense of compassion because it's such a heartbreak. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing evidence of what Hamas did to Israeli women, these young girls, even young boys. It's just absolutely horrific. But Benjamin Netanyahu was bound and determined. To his credit as a leader, right away he declared that Israel was in a state of war. And what they've been doing since that period of time, the government has come and become unified over these events. So kind of like which was said early on that for Israel, this was Israel's 9/11, you know, comparing it to America's response where for a moment America could come together and be united. And of course, being who we are, you know, that's it's a bit unsustainable. But hey, we'll take whatever days, whatever weeks we can get. And for Israel, our prayer is that they would remain unified. But what appears to be what's holding them together, not only is protecting those Israelis who have been kidnapped, certainly those Israelis who have been murdered, but, those that, have been so unjustly persecuted, united Israel is to go into the Gaza and, you know, just clean it up once and for all, whatever that means. I mean, we're hearing a lot of rhetoric from people outside. I look to Benjamin Netanyahu. I look to the leadership of Israel to handle their business. And it's not only there in the Gaza, but it's also the temptation, I'm sure, Hezbollah, which is more directly, people would agree, is more directly affiliated with Iran. But either way, it's been clearly declared that there was no way that Hamas had the capacity and the wherewithal in order to conduct something as sophisticated as this was. And the fact of the matter that Israel was caught off guard, it's amazing to me. I had had the privilege of going to Israel, had an opportunity to visit these bunkers where they observe the line of defense, and they're constantly watching troop activity. This was just in the north on the Syrian border, right? And so it was quite a study and an eye opener to just see how sophisticated the operation was. And I'm sure even more so 5-6 years later. So how they could have broken through the barriers is something that, though some would say that's something to be looked at later on, it's something to be looked at now. I agree with, Ravek Ramaswamy, who said that this should not be delayed, that you need to know where the weak links are so that you can seal this up, especially at a time when you're going to war. You don't know if you've got, a double agent or, somebody that has penetrated the system in such a way and, you know, this is one thing that Israel has been known for is surveillance. Whenever you fly into Tel Aviv, for example, you realize really quickly the layers of supervision, the layers of surveillance that is there. It may not be altogether obvious. How this could have happened is a mystery, but I'm sure that Israel is looking at that. And this is because this is a serious breakdown in their defenses to allow something like this to occur, where you know, the fence was broken down, where you had an incursion into Israel, and of course you know, all the damage and horror that was wreaked by these terrorists.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Israel into thinking that they wanted to play nice, that they were cooperating, that they had accepted their fate, were willing to, kind of be a positive in the area. And it was to the point where Israel was allowing, people from Palestinians, from Hamas, from the Gaza to come into Israel to work, to buy goods and that sort of thing. So there was a flow of people that they were allowing that to happen. Although the other thing that was going on, and this was kind of some new intel, and we found this out through General Amir Avivi yesterday, when he had said, and he's there in Israel, and he was the former, I think he was probably one of the last commanders of the Gaza before Hamas took over. So, and he's 30 years plus, veteran in the IDF. And he had said that what had happened is that the oppression and persecution of even Palestinians there under the rule of Hamas had gotten so unbearable that they were leaving out of the southern border of the Gaza and going to Egypt. So I don't know exactly what that number is, but, this is part of, the things that we don't understand, because when you think about the Palestinians are all getting bunched into one monolithic group, and they're not. Here's the Palestinians claiming that they're being oppressed, but I can say this, when I was in Israel, there were Palestinians who had access to Israel. They came into Israel, they worked there, they participated peacefully, and when they did, there wasn't a problem. I mean, in fact, many that I spoke with said they loved the Israeli government. Now, they said that to the side. They didn't speak that out because, you see, you have this ancient hatred and narrative that's being put out there that these kids grow up with. As little kids, they're taught to hate Jews. And this has been going on for thousands of years. They've been preconditioned. And I think America can learn, something from that. Because what you've had is you've got generations of pre-programmed ancient hatred, so to speak, that has been taking place for thousands of years. How do you break that? It's just, it's just near impossible without God. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But still, it's just incomprehensible. But this is what has happened in the Middle East. Well, if it can happen in the Middle East, who's to say that it can't happen here in America, where our kids are being indoctrinated? They're being told by the ruling elite, the teachers, the academia, that says, oh, America is evil, that, the sin of slavery remains with it, that there's been no positive movement, though it has been our moral ambition from day one, as enumerated in our Constitution, that our goal is to move to a more perfect union. And when you, go back and consider the history, the 247 years history of this great country of ours, nobody's claiming perfection. But look what we've done. Look what we've contributed, not only to the fellow citizens of America, of all colors. Okay. Have we got it all right? Nobody's claiming that. But look what's happening today. And this is what's hard, because we've moved along, I think in such a positive way that there are people that will not give the majority of Americans credit. Here we are. We have more mixed racial marriages than we've ever had, more successful blacks, Hispanics in this country. But there is that movement, those race baiters, those racist fascists that want control. They want power and they want our money, and they don't care. They don't care about having peace amongst the people, because when we're divided, then we can be easily manipulated. And guess what? They're in the position of control and power. How sad that is. But hey, this is the country we live in, and you need to be aware of this dynamic, and don't just take my word for it. We say constantly on the show, you must own your own knowledge. Don't form your knowledge based on 8-second sound bites or somebody that, seems like a nice person that you can relate to. But look, it's our responsibility as citizens of this country to know what we're talking about, to know what we believe, to know what this great American experiment is all about. In academia, sadly, you know, civic classes, history classes on America has been replaced with, you know, false narratives, theories. I mean, really, come on, we're smarter than this. I mean, it's okay if you want to toss up a theory every once in a while just to exercise your critical thinking. But to present theory as dogma and as fact, that is incredible. And it's beyond incredible. It's dangerous. It compromises our intelligence. It compromises our culture. And we're going to end up being like the Middle East, where you end up with ancient hatred. And when you talk to people, they really can't tell you. All they know is that they've been told to hate. They can't tell you why specifically. It's just that's what they've been told. Pretty much kind of like the same here in America. You know, you ask people, you know, I ask people, you know, who told you that? And it's interesting because you ask me, and I mean it with all sincerity. Man, who told you that? Because I really want to know. Hopefully, you know, my goal is in any conversation is that we're both all the smarter, that we're both, you know, even though what may be said may challenge us. And the thing that I find is the thing that challenges us most is the thing that we need to discover and search after more heartily, because the prize is bigger in those situations. I mean, it was even like a, you know, I don't know about you, but I was a bit insulted and with Nikki Haley. And I have respect, you know, some respect for her. But when she had mentioned, I think Vivek had said something, and she says, when I hear you speak, I'm more stupid or something, you know, something to that effect, which is very condescending. You know, come on. You know, they're having a debate. And, you know, if you're challenged by that, to have a juvenile response like that is unbecoming someone of your position as a governor and former ambassador. You know, that's like playground comment stuff, right? You know, that's not something that should be heard on a debate stage at the level of, you know, running for president. See, it's that kind of, you know, vitriol that poisons the culture, that tells people, well, hey, Nikki Haley says that, so, you know, I can be cute and say the same thing. Well, it's not cute, you know. So we need to own our own knowledge. We need to be responsible. We need to be respectful. And we need to welcome the differentiation of opinion. I mean, we got, you know, think about it. 200 and, I don't know, 45, 50, no, no, it's 300, 345, 350 million Americans in this country with a diverse perspective and viewpoint. I mean, when we're exercising our First Amendment right to have a discussion, to understand what the other person's viewpoint is all about, can you not see the possibility of growth and opportunity in that conversation? See, I'm excited when that, and even if things get a little amped up and people get emotional, it's okay. You know, it's okay that you get amped up. Don't do anything stupid and try to hurt somebody, but I appreciate your emotion and your passion. But let's, you know, let's allow reason. Let's allow peace. Let's allow our combined intelligence to come together. You know, I've often said, you know, we're like that, you know, that story of, you know, blind people, a group of blind people feeling different parts of the elephant, yelling to their side, hey, you know, I got an ear. I don't know. It feels like an ear, maybe. It humbles us. But that's the spirit in which I come to you today, is that we would look to one another as, you know, just incredible creations, you know, walking miracles, really. You know, you think about it. You know, made in the image of God. You know, what is that? What does that mean to be made in the image of God? Co-creators, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and we're made in his image.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will see his next vote for Speaker of the House at 11 a.m. today after he failed to get a majority. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Adams once again calling for federal help with the migrant crisis. The president is on its way to make a wartime visit to Israel. This right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it is not clear who's responsible. A teenage girl is dead after suffering a medical episode and falling onto subway tracks in Queens. The operator of the train pulled the emergency brakes, but was unable to stop. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As one philosopher said, I've never met a mere human. You know, it's magnificent. And I don't care what you're looking at. It's kind of like Mother Teresa. You know, all the untouchables, those who were suffering from leprosy or the poor there in Calcutta that nobody wanted anything to do with. But she felt like, you know, God had called her to serve the poorest of the poor. Well, the poorest of the poor abound. They're all around. Here in America, it is amazing. I mean, I go back into, you know, an area that I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, California, and I see the level of homelessness. Just in Los Angeles alone, 70,000 homeless people. It's kind of probably up to 80,000 now, because this was last year when I was there, and it was growing. It wasn't depleting. But they're out there on the streets. They're sleeping on the overpasses of the freeway. And then what's happened is because of neglect and the lack of services to these people, you know, the government has stepped back. They just want, it's like they want nothing to do with it. And meanwhile, these cities are doing the best they can to deal with it, but they don't have the resources. They don't know what to do with the homeless people. I mean, at one point there were churches, right? There were churches offering services and facilities. And I know in Orange County, for example, you know, the city council came against the joke. You can't do that. Okay. Well, you know, who's going to take nobody? So now even in Orange County around Angel Stadium and the pond where the Ducks play, you've got homelessness running rampant there. And then, you know, what happens, like we're seeing in San Francisco and in Washington and Oregon and even in places of New York, now you've got the hopelessness of the homeless has denigrated to the point that what do? They turn to drugs and they're zombies. They're walking zombies. You see them on the streets and it's like, I mean, I don't know about you, but it just breaks my heart to think, wait a minute, this is a fellow human being. This could be our brother. It could be our sister. Maybe in some cases it is. And they're just left to their own devices. And the government just, you know, for a while, they may throw a stipend at them. I know in San Francisco, I had a sister-in-law that was a casualty. And she was given, I think it was $800 a month. And they had a little room for her to live in. And, you know, and they were happy to kind of pay her that stipend, and she lived by herself in this, you know, basically a bedroom. They called it an apartment, but it's basically a bedroom, and on $800 a month, and that was enough for her to get her cigarettes and some, you know, some basic food and things like that, some basic necessities, and that was her life until she fell. Took a bad fall out of a bus and cracked her head, ended up passing away. But her life could have been a lot worse. And it's amazing because I remember meeting her, you know, after I got married to her sister, gorgeous woman. Oh my goodness. Just gorgeous. And you think she's really, you know, she's got to be okay. She's going to be okay. Well, but, you know, she gets involved in drugs and everything else associated with drugs in the Bay Area. And her life just, you know, just slowly declined. And there it is. But her story, though bad and tragic, is not as tragic, as I might say, as those people who are left like zombies out in the streets of our country today. With no hope and no help. I mean, it's just like they're just there, zombied out on these drugs, and the government's just waiting to, I guess, bring a truck and throw them in the back of the truck and put them in a bag and bury them. I mean, it's heartbreaking, you know, when you think about that, to think that this is what we're doing. And for all the money that we're – and there is money. There is money there, you know, going – to support, but we're not doing it, you know, very wisely, because it's only getting worse. It's not getting better. And then, of course, let's, you know, as if that isn't bad enough, let's open up our southern border and have fentanyl running rampant into this country of ours that is now being, you know, mixed and compounded with other pharmaceuticals. And this is street pharmaceuticals. Okay. I'm not talking, you know, professional licensed pharmacists here, but street pharmaceuticals, and it's being cut with fentanyl, and our kids are dying, you know, numbers 80 to 100,000 a year. And where's our government to do anything about? I mean, that in of itself, in terms of the biological warfare that's being executed on this country, and we know the source. Okay, everybody in the world knows it comes from China, and it goes through Mexico, and then the cartels push it up into the country. Big business. But our government just letting it happen. Our southern border is so wide open. We've got our young people who are dying, not mere, you know, not mere mortals, made in the image of God. Our children, our progeny are being destroyed. For what? I mean, it's just... It defies common sense. And there's no wonder that people are upset with Joe Biden for being in the pocket of the communist Chinese and the, you know, the Biden brand. And, you know, God only knows how much is being influenced in terms of his decision to not close the border. Something to me that is just academic. I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. We've been saying this forever. And then, of course, now, you know, there's a little bit of pressure and his poll numbers are going down. And so he acquiesces. Okay, we're gonna build a border. But I don't believe in borders. I don't believe they work. But we're gonna build it. You know what? 100 yards, 100 feet, whatever. You know, some minor amount, which the border wall would and should have already been built to its capacity. Not to mention the fact that we had materials that are wasting and rusting that have just been lying dormant out there that we, the people, have paid for. But because Joe Biden and his stubbornness, because anything that has to do with Donald Trump, oh, can't be good. You know, we can't do it. The fact that it worked must be awful. But anything that happens to be associated with Trump. See, the media has told you that anything that's associated with Trump and the orange man's bad. OK, so it's terrible. Oh, yeah. By the way, also, they're discovering, and you can check this out yourself, because this was shocking to me as well. Here we are. For all the money that we're giving to Ukraine to defend themselves against Russia. See, again, Ukraine, they're not as holy as you think. I mean, this is a corrupt country. Their leadership has been, it's so deep. It's kind of like America in a sense, okay, that we have so much corruption running so deep, you can't even get a handle of it. I mean, you talk about going scorched earth with Hamas. I think that's what we need to do with our government. We need to go. We the people need to go scorched earth on our government in order to clean up the corruption. Because Ukraine, here we are, we're giving them all this ammunition. Even Biden had to admit. And the generals had to admit, hey, we're running short on munitions. Why? Oh, because we're giving it to Ukraine. So, you know, here's Joe Biden, whether we're talking the Strategic Petroleum Reserve that is half empty, okay, not even half full, half empty. And why is it half empty? Because of political reasons, not because of war. So here we are, all hell's breaking loose. We are so close, so much closer, you know, like they do. You may not be aware of this, but in the Pentagon, they have certain alert levels. Well, the alert levels have been increasing. You've got to know that, especially with the recent events in Israel. So we're at a higher alert level. And, you know, the generals are checking the cupboards. Everybody's checking munitions, and trying to figure out the scenarios. What if? What happens? What happens if all of a sudden, what's ignited there in the Middle East is a regional war that goes so far as bringing Iran into the picture? And let me tell you,
how would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
You know, Israel's got their eyes on Iran, and I think, this is just me, okay, this is total opinion. I don't have any facts. This is just my gut feel about this deal, is that part of, yes, Iran was upset because Israel was making a deal with the Saudis and the crown prince. They just could not stand that to happen. There's no way. And again, you get, if you know a little bit of the history, with the Arabs, it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. The Sunni and the Shia, okay? And the Shia are the ones who have a direct, their leadership has a direct relationship or a relative connection to Muhammad. The Sunni do not. This is why you have, the crown prince and their governance. So that's kind of the difference. Most of the other tenets of, the Muslim faith is consistent. It has to do with the leadership issue. But yet you got that tension between the Sunni and the Shia, which is the Hatfields and the McCoys. Regardless, Iran not too happy that the Abrahamic Accords are coming into play, that Palestinians are being sidestepped, and that, which, again, you can thank Donald Trump for that, because Donald Trump just asked the question going, hey, did you ever think about ignoring the Palestinians? I mean, you've been trying to do this for decades, trying to come to some sort of peace accord. And the Palestinians have already told you, this is the way we'll play. We want Israel gone. So get Israel gone, and then we're all in, because that is their dogma. Okay, there's no compromise with the Palestinians. The only thing you're going to negotiate with the Palestinians when it comes to Israel is their funeral. That's it. Okay, how is that tenable? And there's, no matter what, the United States time and again has tried to get involved, and what they fail to understand is that this is God's land. Now, I'm going to go a little spiritual here on you, but you need to understand the dynamics here. And let me tell you what happens. Each time the United States gets involved, and this is well documented, you can check this out. Every time they get involved and try to broker a two-state solution, America within 48 hours experiences a massive national disaster. Did you hear me? Okay. Every time America interferes, I don't care, from Bill Clinton to George H. Bush, just go on through history and see when America has tried to put pressure on Israel to give up land for peace. You've got a incredible natural disaster. I mean, to the tune, it's probably close to $1 trillion. Last time I counted it, I think it was close to $1 trillion worth of documented damage in natural. And we're not talking climate change here. OK, don't even bring that up, because this happens as a direct consequence to America thinking that they somehow are real estate agents for God's land. Not your job. Get out of there. You're knuckleheads. I mean, look at it. Time. But, you know, they can't help themselves. You know, Blinken, the Democrats, they're back in there trying to do it. And I'm going, oh, you don't even want to go there because there's too much history to tell you different. See, these things are definitive. And again, it demonstrates that God's hand is upon Israel. It has always been. Just like God's hand, you know, for the benefits that we have received here in America, God's hand has been on America. But, you know, we've got a portion of America that says, oh, that's okay, God, we'll take it from here. It's hysterical, right? I mean, like we have it all together. Yeah, we got a president that we don't even know that he's really, you know, all that legitimate. We're told he is, okay. And look what he's done. Look what he's done to the country. See, but it goes back to what I was saying earlier. See, this is what one lie begets another lie begets another lie begets another lie to the point that you got Joe Biden as president. I mean, this is the consequence. I mean, it's not just one lie. There were multiple of lies. There's multiple avenues of corruption. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's so corrupt. Our government is so corrupt. You don't know who to trust. You don't even know who's a Republican or who's a Democrat anymore. It's a uniparty, whatever. You know, I mean, it's, and I don't blame you. And, you know, for all the money that has been spent on investigations and everything, do you realize nothing has hardly been, hardly investigated in terms of the election? Oh, no, you can't go there. You can't talk about Dominion. Oh, no. You know, they, you know, even though, what was it, the CEO of Dominion was before Congress, he lied about the machines having a modem, having internet access. He said, no, it didn't happen. Oh, what's this little box here? Looks like a modem to me. A modem connects to the internet. That means it had the capacity. I'm not saying you did, but you're saying you didn't. And I'm saying you had the capacity. Could it have been possible that these machines somehow were connected? Oh, no, no. Absolutely. You had to just believe this constant lie, which goes back to what Dinesh D'Souza had shared with me years ago after he got in trouble and went to jail. He said, one of the things, the big takeaways I learned, and I learned it from him, is cons never give up the con. The convicts never surrender the con. It's always the con forever till the day they die. That's what goes on. I mean, you can't expect Joe Biden to all of a sudden come in and say, oh, okay, I feel bad. You know, I haven't been able to sleep for the last several years. Here's my bank statement. Yeah, you're right. Here's all the shell companies. Here's all the grandkids that got money. You really think it's not going to happen? I mean, it's not going to happen that way. And, you know, but yet it's amazing what the Democrats did. And I guess this, the hypocrisy of it all is so frustrating because what the Democrats did to Donald Trump, right? Off a stupid phone call. You had people on the call that basically, you know, you got this ambassador who's upset because he's not the boss, you know, the commander in chief, Donald Trump, he's the boss. He didn't want Donald Trump to be the boss of him. So somehow he gets offended. And he sets up a cabal with the Democrats to have an impeachment inquiry and to effect an impeachment just for fun, you know, to resist Donald Trump and all the efforts that, you know, the positive things he was doing for our country, as I mentioned, energy independence, higher income, people, you know, doing much better, national security, our border under control. But no, Democrats could not participate in that. But we're going to talk about some silly phone call and an ambassador, which, you know, I said from day one, this is an HR problem. This is a human resource problem. This is not, you know, you don't bring Congress in to talk about this stuff. This is absurd. But, you know, this is what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats did at the expense of the American people. And, of course, then here we are also before that. You got Hillary Clinton with her Oppo research. What damage did she do to our country? And yet, you know, it's beyond me. And I was just talking with another expert today about this, you know, about, you know, disinformation and the communications. I think what should happen is there maybe when somebody is given place and they come on a TV show or a news show and they're talking, there should be some sort of, you know, kind of a batting average of credibility, right? I mean, like every baseball player, they have their batting average. It tells you, okay, you know, how good are they really? You know, you might be able to talk a game, but, you know, can you play the game? And so maybe we need to have that, you know, for our politicians so that there's a qualifier up there that the last 9 out of 10 things that she talked about, she was wrong. You know, she's got so many Pinocchios on her that we stop counting. Okay. That people know that this is the same person that lied and did all this damage to our country to try to invalidate the Trump election. And to this day, she invalidates and says that he was never a legitimate president. Donald Trump says the same thing about Joe Biden, and he's getting sued up the yin yang. But this is the America we live in today. This is why I'm saying, you know, common sense Americans need to scorch earth, the government and the bureaucracy, and get all this evil out of there. All the lying and these people that are more interested in power and control, not about the U.S. Constitution. They don't care about the U.S. Constitution. They only use the Constitution as a foil. If it's good for them and it can fit their pistola, okay, well, hey, we'll talk about the Constitution. But every day, to be the dogma, to be their objective for everyday citizens, no. Like Barack Obama said, oh, it's elastic. Oh, it is. Oh, you're the genius, right? You've got this figured out all by your little lonesome. But this is what we can do. We can do to support Israel, support peace, not only in the Middle East, but everywhere in our own nation here in America. You know, this is our same prayer that we must pray, you know, for our leaders. We must pray, you know, for this country, that we would return to first principles, the godly principles that God blessed us with, that, you know, the pilgrims came from Europe to, you know, to demonstrate and to realize and to lay down a infrastructure, a future, you know, for all of us. And here it is. I mean, what a grand experiment. And we've been so blessed in so many ways because of, you know, what our founding fathers have done on our behalf. And my prayer is that we would honor that commitment and return passionately and aggressively to these first principles that made America great. Again, thank you for being with us today. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed. Thanks for being with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've seen